Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And let's get started with our checklist. Number one, my friends, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading, my friends, from the book of Amos, chapter 6, verses 1a and 4 through 7. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock, and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of the harp, like David. They devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls, and anoint themselves with the best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Amos, my friends, the prophet tells us about the people in authoritative positions who are too comfortable. They're at ease. They truly are complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. And today, my friends, you and I want to take an objective look at ourselves. Are we complacent? Are we too comfortable? Are we missing the message? Are we paying attention to what's truly important? Because this is a time in our nation's history when we need to pay attention to detail. Because people in high places, in authoritative positions, have proven to all of us that they are complacent, too comfortable, ignoring the things that are important to the American people and to people around the world. We want to make sure that we are adhering to what God says to do and not to do. We want to be growing, not stagnating. But complacency can be deadly, my friends. I want to share with you a story about Northwest Airlines Flight 255. Who in 1985 crashed and killed more than 150 people. And it was due to complacency of the pilots who were basically just taxiing out of Detroit Metro airport on a beautiful sunny day and were in conversation with one another. And as he taxied out, they were talking about things that were non-essential. They really didn't have too much to do with the flight at all. And those were integrated as they discussed other things that were important on the checklist. But they missed one item on the checklist, and they forgot to set their flaps for takeoff, their leading edge slats. And basically, this airplane departed on a beautiful sunny day without any wind and crashed immediately on takeoff. And it went into the highway and basically made a collision with cars and the highway, and over 150 people were killed. The only survivor of the accident was a little baby, a little child, brand new baby, who was on board and was found alive in one of the overhead bins. But due to complacency, the crew forgot to complete the checklist completely and set their flaps for takeoff. And it was a killer item, a deadly item. And so I give you this analogy today, my friends, because in life, sometimes we can be too complacent and forget about completing a checklist or doing what's important, paying attention to detail. And we can get too casual, and bad things can happen. We can take things for granted. It's going to be okay. But it isn't true. Because in aviation, we've seen many of these examples where people were killed because of a lack of attention to detail, becoming too complacent with their situation. Laziness, if you will, even. So are you and I growing? Are we focused on what's really important? Or are we comfortable to the point where we are complacent and not focusing on the right things today? This is important. I want you to take an objective look, my friends, at yourself and how you conduct things week in and week out. Because if we're sitting back, laying back, and not doing the things that are important in God's eyes, maybe it's because we're complacent and we have room for improvement. Let's go to our second reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 to 16. And here it is, from the mouth of St. Paul. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. And my friends, today from the book of 1 Timothy, St. Paul delivers a powerful message to men and women of God. He calls us to pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. He calls us to compete well for the faith. And this is important because there is much competition out there. We are in competition for the faith. People are pulling us away to other things. What is your competition today that's trying to prevent you from seeking our Lord Jesus Christ? What is the competition that's holding you back from growing in faith in your personal relationship with God? What is that competition? I want you to think about it objectively and see if there's not room for improvement, my friends, to eliminate the competition, to win over the competition, even better. And the things that may be pulling you and I away are related to truly things that are opposed to Jesus Christ, the Antichrist, if you will, the atheist, the agnostics, the ultra-liberal individuals out there who have no need for the Word of God throughout the seven-day week, the 168, as we call it in the Wings program, the ultra-liberals who want things their way. Everything's acceptable. Is it money, power, prestige? That's the competition. Is it material goods, sports, hobbies? Is it sex, drugs, alcohol, gambling? What is it that you are competing with for the faith? Because St. Paul tells us to compete well for the faith. Like an Olympic champion, we have to train well to compete well. Like an Olympic athlete, we have to do years of preparation to get to the higher levels as a champion. And he talks about competing well for the faith. What is the competition once again throughout the world that you can see? In your own circle, what's holding you and I back, my friends? Because we are called to compete and to win. Not to lose to the competition. We want to win over the competition for our faith. This is important that we pursue, once again, devotion to our Lord Jesus Christ, to God our Father, to the Holy Spirit, to be devoted, to be committed 100%, not 50%, 60%, not when we want to do it only. God calls us to be committed 100% of the time, not just in good times and in bad times, in all times. God calls us to the faith 7 days a week, 168 hours a week, to be in love with God, to love Him with our whole heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. We are children of God. He brought us into the world. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet." God knew us. He chose us to come into the world. He gives us the breath of life. He gives us the abilities to walk and talk, to hear, to listen, to touch and feel, the ability to love one another. Mother Teresa said the greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. Are we loving one another in our families, in our relationships, in our churches? Or are we using, neglecting, abusing the people within our own churches? Or give them credit where credit is due for the good work, for their time, their talents, and their treasures? Or do we take them for granted? Are we giving them the accolades that are due, my friends? The appreciation for what they do week in and week out. And God calls us to love. He says through the mouth of St. Paul to pursue love. Mother Teresa said it was the greatest disease in the world. A lot of people are not loved. And she worked with the homeless and AIDS victims and those who were unloved. Why would it be the case in my home or your home that people feel unloved today? Are we holding back? Are we unwilling to give our all in loving other people in our families, our homes, our children, our wives and husbands? Are we holding back because of ego and pride, control, territorialism? Are we holding back, or are we going to give it our all, 100%? St. Paul calls us to pursue it, not half-heartedly, but 100%, to give it to other people. Second greatest commandment, to love one another, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we are called to do it by God Himself. And St. Paul calls us to pursue patience because he knows we're impatient. We're human beings who want things now. We don't want to wait in line. We don't want to wait for anything. We're always in a hurry. We're in a fast-paced society. We need to slow down. God's telling us to be patient, to be kind. St. Paul calls us to gentleness and not arrogance or toughness. Gentleness in dealing with other people, children, to have a kind word for people, a loving touch that can touch and warm the heart and mind of other people. St. Paul calls us today to these things. How are you and I doing in our pursuit for righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness? How are we doing, my friends? Take an objective look at yourself, as I will, looking at myself. Can we raise the standards in our pursuit for these things that are so important that St. Paul took the time to brief the people in the book of 1 Timothy? He lays it out clearly, precisely, because it's important. And there are things that are unimportant, that have nothing to do with God, that people are talking about all the time. But here, St. Paul, the great persecutor of Christians, who was converted by our Lord Jesus Christ himself through the Holy Spirit, St. Paul gives us these items that we are to pursue so we can grow into the human beings that we are called to be, the brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sons and daughters of God our Father. And it's powerful. What is holding you back? What is your competition I call you today to eliminate the competition and to do your very best to give 100% in your pursuit. Let's go to our gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, we see the difference between good and evil, heaven and hell, torment and peace. And God calls us, my friends, to live a good life. He calls us to remember the good things that we have received in our life and to help other people. Abraham says, if they didn't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. My brothers and sisters in Christ, are you and I listening to God? Are we listening to the words of Moses, the prophets, Abraham, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Are we listening, or are we just hearing the message and not responding to it? Are we closed-minded? Do we have our ears covered? Don't want to hear it? Are we ignoring the word of God, the word of Moses, who gives the people, the Israelites, the great message in the book of Deuteronomy, to be careful to observe all the commandments that I give you today so that you can live a life and prosper? to be careful to do exactly as the Lord your God has told you to do. Don't deviate to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as you are called to do. Are we doing that? Or are we preparing for something much worse, like the torment of this person identified in the Gospel of Luke today, which is very powerful? Are we willing to listen now, my friends? Again, what is it that's preventing us from listening? Are we distracted by other people, by things that are more important than the Word of God in our minds? Are we avoiding church on Sundays, avoiding our priest? Are we avoiding listening and responding to the Word of God? Again, in our second reading, St. Paul says, "Man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness." He says to lay hold of eternal life. And this is laid out for us clearly by the two men in the end of their lives, that one of them is living in torment and the other one is in a quite different place. And that's eternity, eternal life. We want to be with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven for eternity. But it will take decisions here on earth that are good, that are righteous. It will take decisions that are lined up with what God says to do and not to do. It will take a commitment for us to be devoted to Jesus Christ, because no one comes to the Father except through Him, says the Lord our God. No one can get to the Father except through the Son, says Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, and in the words from St. Paul in 1 Timothy, we are called to raise the standards once again and to give 100% in our pursuit towards eternal life. Moses says to be careful. So I tell you that this week, I want you to be careful and to do exactly as the Lord God has told us to do. Don't deviate to the left or to the right, but be on target. Let's not be complacent like the guys in Northwest 255. Let's do the checklist that we began with. Number one, make time for God. Number two, open your heart wide for God. Number three, let's get our Bibles open this week. And number four, let's clear out all distractions. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and clear for takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.